this perfect storm. The debate is over. We're on climate change.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Lynn Ertel, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland. Hello, Lynn.
Turn it up!
Turn it up! Turn it up! Turn it up! Turn it up! I can't hear it! Turn it up! I can't hear it! Turn it up! Turn it up! Turn it up!
When I pick a song, it's about a subject that I'm addressing.
Fenton says Lynn for president. Are you running?
Presidents are stooges. The president is the crisis actor in chief. I'd rather be like Stalin, like Commissar, you know? I'd rather have real power. Don't even take me there. You know, Brian called me up, Brian from Brian and Jenna.
All right, biochar Brian.
Brian and Jenna wanted me to mention the fact that we've got a lot of Trojan horses and stalking horses and shills. In the conspiratainment world that are pushing memes directly from communitarian law. And one of these is the phrase, the intentional community.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. I can't hear it.
I heard that. I heard that.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
I heard that.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. I can't hear it.
I heard that. I heard that.
Turn it up, turn it up.
I heard that.
And I'm over-blaming groups like Catholics, the Jews, the Jesuits. I name the individuals who have committed crimes for which they ought to be arrested and convicted and...
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up!
...subject to some pretty severe punishment. Things like racketeering and treason. Not just fraud. I'd rather be like Stalin, like Commissar, you know? I'd rather have real power, you know. Don't even take me there.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. I can't hear it.
I heard that. I heard that.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
I heard that.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. I can't hear it.
I heard that. I heard that.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
I heard that.
But okay. I'm not talking about Jews, Jesuits, Catholics, black, white. I'm pointing at shills. Shills.
So who do you want to know if it was if they were just...
I don't care if they were or not! Guys, come over to Fake O2. If it's good, you're going to find it on Fake O2.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
On Fake O2. Turn it up,
turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
No, there's no ads yet.
Right. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. I can't hear it.
Guys, come over to Fake O2. Fake O2.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and good night, everyone. It's the Fakeologist Show with Lynn Ertel. It is Thursday, January the 29th, 2026, and that is the great song, Turn It Up. Lynn Ertel, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay, but your sound is very choppy.
Okay. Anyone else think it's choppy, or is that Lynn's end? I'm pretty sure my sound is good, unless there's something wrong with my internet connection.
Well, now it's intermittent.
Okay. Okay. How's everyone sounding? How right, am I sounding to everyone right in the there. Chat? Say that again.
It's happening now.
It's happening now. Oh, no.
Thing.
Okay. Well, if anyone else. If my sound is good, put a 1 in the chat. If my sound is no good, put a 0 in the chat. Let's count the ones. 1 good, 0 bad. Let's go, everybody. Fill up the chat. At K&M is in England. She said, I sound fine.
No, that's I'm getting it. Maybe, you know something? It might be my headphones. I don't know.
It could be. But
I'm going to unplug them.
Uh-oh. Well, how are you going to hear me if you unplug them?
Now?
I can hear you. What would a Lynn show be without technical trouble, everybody? Okay, Kate Emma gives me a 1. That's 1 from Kate Emma. Hello. Max, 1. JDRMZRX, 1. Looks like I'm winning. Katie says 1. Look at all the 1s. We should do informal polls all the time. You're both quieter than the song, and Lynn is quieter than Tim. I agree with that. Lynn, speak up. Lynn, lean into the mic. Lynn, are you there? Lynn is not there.
I can't hear anything now.
Oh, great.
I can't hear anything. I'm getting no sound at all. I'm going to move to another browser.
Okay, move to another browser. Move to another browser. I'll type that to you since you can't hear me. Buzzing frets. Buzzing frets.
Safari cannot handle.
Buzzing frets gives me a 2. Interesting. That's very creative, buzzing frets. Hello. Okay, how did everyone, how's everyone surviving the cold? Let's do a temperature check. Let's look up at the chill map of the United States and see what's going on. And let's see what's happening right now. Oh, here's the feels like temperature. Okay, this is a pretty good one. Feels like, ooh, look at that, huh? Boy, we are in the deep freeze here. This is not a very good picture here, but we can see here that it's really, really, really cold. We're in the purple zone here, and it's supposed to get super cold, negative 25 Celsius here tonight on the north shore of Lake Ontario. You can see here, that's where I am, and look how far down it goes. Looks like even Washington, D.C. is in the single digits, and then you don't get too far Atlanta, and you got maybe 70 in Miami, so that's pretty cold. So that's the end of the temperature check for me, and we'll see if Lynn comes back. Lynn Ertel, hello.
That sounds good. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I switched to a different browser. So that's a fail on the part of the Safari browser. I have like 5 browsers.
Well, wait, haven't we been through this already?
No, well, it depends. I haven't kept track because they from 1 week to the next, they change. But I'm saying I initially had you on the Safari browser.
Okay.
Your sound was choppy. Now your sound is fine. I'm blaming the browser.
You blame the browser.
Yes, I do, because Restream works perfectly right now on the Opera browser.
Opera. Let's make a note. Use Opera next week.
Of course. I'll start with Opera next week.
Let's start with Opera.
If that doesn't work, I'll move on to Brave. And if that doesn't work, Chrome. And
yeah. Yeah,
I should probably download Firefox too. I've never installed.
Yeah,
Firefox.
Try them all. Well, you can use the Microsoft. Well, you're on an Apple, I think.
Right.
Yeah, you can't. Well, Microsoft probably has a browser for them too. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Well, we only have an hour show, so we should get on it there a bit, shouldn't we? What do you got?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
You gonna share something?
Well, I have to go back, and I had everything lined up, but
what is the temperature over there?
Oh, like 10 degrees.
So you're pretty cold. You're pretty cold there.
Yeah, the ice is packed in. It won't melt.
Yeah, our snow won't melt.
Okay, so I'm going to share Facebook now. The Fakeologist 2 group in Facebook. Let me set it up. Oh, boy.
Jacquois says, Lynn's volume is fixed. Kate Emma, Lynn now loud and clear. Till okay. Loud and clear. Move on. Buzzing frets. Safari stinks. W for Yandex browser. Would you dare try the Russian browser?
You know, I have Yandex, but I'm going to try it and see next time. Do you have to pay extra for that?
No.
All right. So here's, I'll share the screen. Because I do a lot of stuff on Facebook. Oh, boy. Share screen.
Jamie Andrews says.
Okay. So
I want to show this video real quick. In 1946 to 1989, the common cold unit tried to infect more than 20,000 people with influenza, quote unquote, virus. Head scientist Nigel Dimmick said the chances of getting sick were so low that housewives used to go on holiday there. After 40 years, the unit shut, none the wiser. Well, this was a unit where they were trying to find the cause of the common cold.
I just posted in our health forum a guy reading the patient insert for the shingles vaccine.
Okay, go ahead.
And let me tell you, you'll never use it. You will never want to use that.
Is one of the side effects death?
They don't say death, but Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
There are a couple. It's a very, very high risk. And yeah, I could play that maybe, but let's do that. Let's share that because people need to know. Stop sharing.
I was looking at your screen there of Alex.
Yeah, let's hear this for a second since you bring up how dangerous these vaccines are. I'm going to prove it to you. Can you see that there?
Hold on.
So here we go. Yeah, here's the package insert. Shingrix made by GlaxoSmithKline. Let's take a look.
Let me interrupt this.
Section 5.2 under warnings. Post-marketing observation.
Just to fill you all in. It's been at least maybe 10 years or no, it's longer even. 10, 15 years. My doctor was on me to get what he called the shingles vaccine. And I kept dodging it and dodging it. The name of the shingles vaccine at that time was Zostervax. And that's because the technical name for shingles is herpes zoster. I don't know if chickenpox is also classified as herpes zoster. But I kept dodging it and dodging it. And one year I was there, it's a long time ago. And he said, I've got the nurse, we got the vaccine right here. You could take it right now. And he was putting so much pressure on me. I said, all right, I'll take it. I took the shot. Nothing happened. So I was relieved.
Yeah.
But
you got the weak one.
Well, wait a minute. I got the one. Yeah, right. So I took what was called Zostervax. I guess a year later, the following year, maybe 2 years later, same doctor said, oh, I've got another shingles vaccine for you. It's called Shingrix. I said, what was wrong with Zostervax? He said, well, this one's better. I said, no way. I said, no way. I don't play that game. I told him outright. I said, I don't play that game. I'm not a lab rat. I said, you gave me the shingles vaccine. Have I got to get the same one every year? Now you're telling me, well, we have another one that's better? So listen to what this guy says is in the poison that this doctor wanted me to take, that thankfully I had enough sense not to take.
Made by GlaxoSmithKline. Let's take a look. Section 5.2 under warnings. Post-marketing observational studies. Increased risk of GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, was observed during the 42 days following.
Yeah, you're muting him.
This is not correlation. This is cause.
I don't know why it did that. That's a flaw in opera or some. I don't have it muted, but you can't hear the sound, can you?
No, I heard the sound.
Well, I can't hear the sound now.
Okay. Well, I could hear it.
Oh, man. All right. Let me reshare it again. I got to go through the whole procedure again.
No, we got the thing. We got the gist. You don't have to play the whole thing. We get it.
I want you to hear it.
Okay. Well, I did hear it.
The whole thing?
I've seen this guy before. Most of these guys I'm familiar with. Anyway, make your point on it, please and thank you.
Well, if you'd have heard what he said, that would have made the point. But I can't hear what he's saying because it's muted. So, okay. Only to say that, and they did the same thing with the tetanus. It's not the tetanus shot anymore. Now it's called the DTaP, which stands for diphtheria, typhoid, and pertussis. And I heard a real horror story about the DPAP. I will never, ever, ever be taking the DTaP. I mean, I guess I'd have to have gangrene before I submit to that.
Yeah.
But just to make the point, if these vaccines worked, they'd find one that worked and that would be it. They wouldn't have to keep finding a new one. They're playing games with us like we're lab rats. Because I confronted him. I said, Dr. Shockett, and I knew this guy well. God, he'd been my doctor forever. And before that, he was my mother's doctor. I said, I took the Zostervax last year, 2 years ago. And now you're telling me you got a completely new and different vaccine. That doesn't make any sense to me. And he kind of backed down. But you know something, those doctors, they got to take all of them. They have no choice. Because the doctor I see now, you know, under he kind of almost whispered to me, well, they made us take the COVID vax. So we didn't have any choice. He wanted me to know that he didn't have any choice because he knew I didn't take it. So is there a lack of common sense here? Why would you have to be taking, you know, well, we got a new one here. Oh, we got another one. Well, how do you know it's the right one? How do you know that the flu vaccine they're offering you this year is for the precise, correct strain of flu? That's another crock of shit. Doctors have been reckless and irresponsible with this.
Every year they say, oh, it mutated on us at the last minute.
Right, so you need another one.
Well, we'll get it right next year because only half the people were protected and the other half got sick.
Well, how do they know they were protected?
Well, I know that's the whole thing, but
the whole thing, the logic of it is,
but here's the rub. The ones that got sick are the ones that took the vaccine.
Right. Right. But you know what, but because they got sick had poisoning. An answer for that with the COVID.
Yeah. They always have an answer, but
yeah, with the COVID, he said, oh no, it won't stop you from getting the infection.
It just won't be as bad.
It won't be as bad and you won't have to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
What a bastard. How could he predict that? How could he possibly make a prediction like that? So yeah, the vaccines are a scam. They're a total freaking scam. And the whole logic behind them doesn't make any sense.
No. And if anyone tried to figure out the logic humanity with now. All the lies built around them, like herd immunity and all these other...
But the guy whose picture you see on the screen, I'm sharing it right now.
Okay, is this a new topic?
I'll bet you he administered the vaccine.
Yeah, okay.
Because he was an ICU nurse at the VA hospital.
Ah, is this a little find? We have the same guy with his head squeezed in one photo?
Well, yeah, I the reason why I love this is because...
That's a direct copy. That's a direct hit.
I found it on... we have a poster on our Facebook group called Fakeologist 2.
Yeah.
Named Rothschild. It's Rothschild.
That's funny. There's a little play on words there right there.
Yeah, yeah. And
so what does he say about this pretty good PSYOP that we're dealing with?
Well, his comment is, oh boy.
By the way, I like it that you're still running the Fakeologist Facebook group.
We have a lot of followers over there.
I can't even get on Feces Book.
Right.
I should say I haven't tried a new identity. Most of my IDs are blocked, so I just haven't formed a new one yet.
Right.
But you're still there. That's interesting. Yeah.
So what Rothschild said was, the one on the left, if you can see it, is the original from MSNBC, which I thought changed their name to something else.
They did.
And the one on the right is the CNN version.
Mm-hmm.
So what Rothschild has to say about this, MSNBC gave Alex Pretty a tan, a stronger jawline. Oh, okay. The one on the left, the original is CNN. The one on the right is MSNBC. Better teeth. Can we see that? A shorter forehead, absolutely, and a nose job to make him look hotter for the AWFLs. I'm not sure what that sounds like. Really, to make him look less Jewish, I guess I would say. They also broadened his shoulders, thickened his neck. They definitely made his neck thicker. And gave him biceps, right?
That's funny.
So I commented, does everybody remember this picture? I just switched and all of a sudden we lost the screen share.
No, I know every time you do that.
Let me try it again.
No. Don't do that. I have to bring it up. When you close it, I have to re-bring it up.
Okay.
If you got to figure out a way not to close it, just replace it. Try that. Instead of stop screen sharing, click on switch.
Switch?
Screen sharing. It sometimes works, sometimes does not. So go ahead. You have to add it now. Okay, let's see. Okay, yeah. There we go. Yeah, they blackened up.
Do we all remember when they did this with OJ? And it was so striking that it caught people's attention. I guess the editors at Time figured that Newsweek readers never looked at Time or some stupid thing like that.
Even the Newsweek is too black. I don't think he was ever that black because we used to see him all the time on the Twitter after the whole thing in the last few years. Remember that? Remember OJ's Twitter account? He's golfing again. Was it the real OJ?
Oh, real. Who knows? Really, who knows?
I wonder if they deleted his account. The real OJ32. Oops.
I don't have a switch screen. You say there's a switch screen on here?
Yeah, there should be.
No, I don't see any option to just switch. I have to stop sharing and then share again.
Oh, okay. Fine. I was going to say someone else took over a version of the real OJ Twitter X. So I guess he's still, I guess they deleted his account, which makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Now let me go to the forum because I've got this posted at the forum.
Real OJ. I remember it was the real OJ. Anyway, he wasn't nearly that black.
Yeah. Let me go to,
wonder why they delete his Twitter account all these years later. Wouldn't it? Oh, wait, this is it here. Here he is here. I found it.
What's here he is. Go ahead.
Here's the juice. Remember this? This was in 2024, so a couple of years ago. Let's just see.
Thank you to all the people who reached out to me. My health is good. I mean, obviously, I'm dealing with some issues. But hey, I think I'm just about over it.
Now, maybe it was pretty black.
Back on that golf course, hopefully in a couple of weeks. But it was very nice hearing from you and hearing those good positive words. Thank you. Now, as far as the game goes, obviously my prediction and it's not hope. I'm basing it on who's on the field.
He's the most notorious double murderer in history. He's just busy giving football predictions, sitting by the pool. I mean, does anyone see the absurdity behind the whole thing? It's crazy.
Apparently not.
That's back in the day. So that he just disappeared soon after that. The juice. I'll put a link to that in the show notes if you want to go check out the juice there. Okay. So what are we talking about now?
Well, let's get back to this Alex Pretty. So.
Yeah, let's get back to Pretty.
I think we pretty well established that they're using AI to morph. You know, that seems so obvious to me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have noticed it because they're commenting on it. But, of course, the latest on Alex Pretty. I'm going to share this now.
Okay. I'm barely following this topic.
Well, you know,
it's
there's all kinds of drama going on around it because of Trump replaced. Well, first of all, he pulled out that guy, Bovino. What's his name?
Yeah, not Dan Bovino, Dan Bovino.
Right. And right away, Stephen Miller, who they say is running the White House, gave put out the word that this was a this Alex Pretty was a this was a domestic terrorist event, and he was coming there to kill federal officers. And so Kristi Noem just repeated what Stephen Miller said, and immediately it sounded so ridiculous that people started making fun of her. So she came out and said, "I'm only repeating what the White House is telling me." So they were running the line that this Alex Pretty was some kind of terrorist, or that he was a domestic terrorist. That's actually what they call him. And that he was there with the intent to injure or kill federal officers. But now today, almost a week later, we have a whole nother video coming out that I'm sharing on the screen.
Okay.
Now, by the way, the thread that I have this under is called Casualties of Hyper-Realistic Paintball Drills. Because that's what I think these shootings are. This was prompted by a reported story of a 21-year-old activist in California who was injured by ICE.
I can't sneeze because it's dangerous. That's funny.
Yeah. Let's get a close-up.
I can't sneeze.
We have this story here. A 21-year-old anti-ICE protester has been blinded after being shot during a local rally against the shooting death of Renee Good in Minnesota. That Friday night in Santa Ana turned violent. Fox 11's Christina Gonzalez live in downtown Santa Ana. Christina, you spoke to this protester.
Yeah, this morning, while he was still in the hospital, he has just been released. He identifies himself as Caden Romer. He's blind in one eye, he says, and he's sharing photos of his injuries. And I'm going to warn you, they're disturbing, but he wants to share them because he says he wants people to understand the difference between what he's saying happened and what Department of Homeland Security is saying. We also have as much video as we could of the incident. So here, take a look.
Take a look. That's a paintball gun. You're right. I've seen them. Friday night I've used one.
Here we go.
Holding a loudspeaker and pull him
away. Hear what I said? That is a paintball gun. For sure.
One wearing a
I'll say something about that.
Or it could be a beanbag gun too. I'm not sure. It has the same kind of chamber on the top.
Yeah.
You know the beanbag gun?
Yeah, I have played paintball.
Yeah.
It's been many, many years. Now, you see that? What do you think, guys? Is that a makeup job or you think it's a real injury?
Well, I could go both ways, but you should wear goggles when you play paintball.
Right. I comment on that.
Yeah, you should wear them. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, let me see if I can get there. My remarks.
Thank you, Till. I'll look into monetizing the channel. I appreciate that. A couple Abe Lincolns. I appreciate that.
Right. Now, I haven't checked out whether this guy... This kid, he looks like a kid.
Yeah.
With a really bad looking eye. Whether he started a GoFundMe page yet, I imagine he's raising a lot of money.
A new eyeball. Needs a new eyeball?
Yeah. They're claiming that one eye is destroyed. Now, I've experienced paintball battles in the woods.
Yeah.
And they can be a little hazardous if you take one in the face, especially up close. So we always wore protective goggles.
Yes, you
should. And you even wore gloves to protect your hand. You really didn't leave any part exposed.
Nobody wore shorts.
They all wore like long.
They create welts. You get welts.
Yeah, a paintball can really injure you. So that, I guess, is what happened here, huh? Is that what we think happened?
They switched eyes.
Yeah. So, that's how I'm viewing all these shootings as paintball drills. So I don't know. I imagine you probably looked at a lot of the videos of the original shooting, right? Or maybe you haven't.
No, I haven't.
Well, do you really want to?
Well, if you show me, I'll watch.
Well, you know, everybody's looked at this, right? Everybody's looked at this. I guess you want to look at it too. So I don't know. But there's another one that's out. We'll do the original one if we can find it.
Sure.
Yeah, let me. Oh, boy. I don't know if people really want to see this.
Let me just show you my screen.
What is going on?
Yeah, go ahead. Erica Kirk.
Smiling. She's having the time of her life.
Yeah.
Erica Kirk laughs and praises Turning Point USA staff just 2 weeks after Charlie's death. If this is a woman in mourning, I don't know.
There we go.
Oh,
look at all the thumbs up. Look how cute that is.
That was the time of her life.
Then probably Charlie would be reacting. How sweet. I didn't know they could do that. I hate Zoom. I never liked Zoom. Sorry, you guys. I just wanted to say, first and foremost, my heart obviously is broken for you guys as much as it is for our family. You guys lost not only a boss, but someone that you looked up.
Anyway.
Here's the original one. I'm sharing the screen.
Okay, go ahead.
Officials say the shooting happened while conducting a targeted operation for a person in the country illegally. They claim Preddy approached Border Patrol agents with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun seen here, along with two magazines, and say he violently resisted their attempts to disarm him.
We will not allow violence.
Yeah.
He had the weapon holstered behind him.
Mm-hmm.
On his belt. They didn't say that. He did not approach them. That's another thing, too. Initially, Christy Noem said he was brandishing a firearm. He never brandished the firearm. It looks like the ICE agents disarmed him by pulling it out of the holster.
Against our law enforcement officers,
Secretary of Homeland Security Christy Noem insists the agent fired defensive shots.
This looks like a situation where an individual arrived at the scene to inflict maximum damage on individuals.
All right, so you guys just saw a brief clip of the recent shooting that just...
Everybody's got to always do their thing. Fuck this guy, man.
Shoot,
it's all about
ice,
him.
Shoot,
it's all about, you know... Shoot.
There's nothing that's reporting in an...
Oh, boy, I hate that. So, now we have another video that just emerged, like, today. Today or yesterday. And this shows... or purports to show. Man, I can't believe I'm losing these. Okay. I'm sharing it again.
Okay. If anyone wants to call in, 810-666-1984.
Right, this is another. Now, here's the thing. Oh, wow. All of a sudden, we have a whole new video of Alex Preddy that they claim occurred on January 13th. Wow. Here we go. And the news story is that a new video appears to show Alex Preddy clashing with agents 11 days. And in this video, he's shown kicking a taillight out of a vehicle and destroying a taillight of a vehicle. Let me find that video.
By the way, the Fakeologist site is moving at the end of the month. So you, in the next little bit, you might experience some interruptions. The site isn't too busy these days anymore, so it shouldn't be a big deal because a lot of people are on FakeoTube, which is a separate site. So I just wanted to give people a heads up on that.
Eight possible new restrictions on immigration agents. It comes after Democrats threatened to partialization, and they tell you that.
Wait a minute.
Limited to Minnesota.
Saying that he wants to go be
turning this into a whole.
A judge is now blocking their deportation. Outspoken Trump critic.
No more secret.
No more secret operatives.
On warrants and personal identification, and they want to...
Oh, wow, I keep losing that screen. Yeah, look, watch on YouTube. What the... Video appears to show Alex Preti.
Overnight, the New York Times reporting President Trump and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are close to reaching a deal to negotiate a gun visible on his waistband. President Trump agents are seen tackling him to the ground and he walks away, a gun visible on his waistband. President Trump reposting the video on social media last night, but not commenting on it. It comes as Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, an outspoken Trump critic, speaks out one night, but not commenting on it. It comes as Minnesota Congresswoman and he walks away, a gun visible on his waistband. President Trump reposting the video on social media last night, but not commenting on it. It comes as Minnesota Congresswoman where 5-year-old Liam
that he hasn't been eating well. He's been asking about his family, his mom.
For some reason, they edited this.
Okay.
There's one that shows him actually kicking out the taillight, and it is so fake. It is so fake. Here we go. Screw YouTube. YouTube sucks. Here it is.
This is a moment the news movement film.
I like how they say it appears to be the person. They don't.
Right.
They don't.
Right.
They don't confirm anything. Everything appears. So this is their. These are their magic words. It looks like we had a caller in her. Call back, caller in.
Watch the kick.
Hold on, we got a caller in her.
Look at that. I'm going to rewind that and show that again.
Caller in her. Where are you calling from? And what's your name?
This is Dave from Mexico. I love the cue. It's so professional.
Dave from Mexico. Welcome, Dave. Oh, thank you. We try. You know, we've been doing this for a few years now.
This is a moment the news movement film.
America, you know, you're called into some big company or something. But
yeah.
Great show. This is my favorite show. Lynn, you're probably my favorite guest, or at least definitely the guest with the greatest capacity to retain information.
She's the co-host. Incredible. She's the co-host.
I know, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, no, I love Lynn. I used to live in D.C., so I when you talk about Baltimore, I know Baltimore fairly well, but, you know.
Nice.
Whereabouts
are you in Mexico? Should we move there?
You could. I would say anywhere in the Baja is safe. I'm in the southern Baja yeah. California Sur.
My parents live in Guadalajara.
Yeah, they live in Ajijic, right?
That's right.
Lake Chapala.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, you do listen to this show. Where did I say that before?
No, I listen to,
You listen to too much
90%
fake,
of your show.
You listen to too much fakeologists if you know these things. Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, I've got two young kids, so your show at night is what puts me to sleep. So I don't usually have the time to call in, but right now.
That's a great honor that we help in. We put you to sleep. I love it.
Hey. Well, let me ask you something.
Your voice is so calming.
Oh, thanks.
A soothing voice.
Half the time I want to fall asleep.
Have you ever kicked?
Well, it's therapy.
Have you ever kicked a hard object like a car?
Sure. No,
like maybe a hubcap or, I don't know, you know. Look at this kick and tell me.
Have you ever stubbed your toe?
Yeah. Look at this kick and tell me if someone could literally knock a taillight completely out of the vehicle like this. Watch this.
This is the Three Stooges comedy.
Watch this.
No, it's getting sloppy. It's always sloppy.
Well, here's the part kick. Of it.
But I want to say a couple things. Last night, I want to mention Jim Rizzo. I think it might be time for let Jim go and just have Phil, because everybody loves Phil. We all love Phil. And Jim just sucks up all the time that Phil should have to speak. And that was really unfortunate.
I'm going to agree. I was thinking about that today. And maybe Lynn could comment on as well. Maybe have Jim every other week. Because I agree. Phil has so much content. We don't get through any of it because we get into yelling matches with Jim. And I like Jim, but it does derail the Phil show.
But he's just kind of, he's gotten counterproductive at this point. And another thing I want to mention from last week.
I will agree with that. I will agree with that.
Okay. And then from last week, you spent two nights on the Martin Luther King show, and you were getting reamed a little bit in the comments on the Timothy night. And I will tell you, because I know him better than you. I've listened to him longer.
Okay.
I was probably one of his first 500 subscribers. And every year they do a thing on Martin Luther King. And I will tell you that the vast majority of his listeners, including myself and himself, Tim Osmond, they believe or they know that Martin Luther King faked his death and became Don King. No, you, I can't see it. I don't think so. And you say that with a lot of people, but that's the point. Like you watch Coming to America with Eddie Murphy and you got the guys in the barbershop. Well, they're all Eddie Murphy. They're not supposed to look like Eddie Murphy. That's the point. So they're good at masking that or getting, you know, any sort of surgery. So that's not where you look. You look at the wife. You look at the wife of Martin Luther King, and you look at the wife of Don King,
okay,
and you match them up, and you do that with any suspected.
How could Don King's wife also simultaneously be playing the role of Coretta Scott King, who was appearing at all kinds of public events? So she's got to be an actor, too, to do that.
Exactly.
I've never seen Don King's wife. What's her name?
Well, that's how they do it.
It says Henrietta. She died in 2010 at 87.
Well, look at the pictures. So the golden nugget in the death fakers who come back as, you know, reemerge as a different character. They did it with Yuri Gagarin and Neil Armstrong. Look at the wife of Yuri Gagarin and Neil Armstrong. If you don't think those two look, you know, similar, you know, that's the thing. So that's how they do it. With the death faking. And Tim Osmond was just, I know him very well. So as the years go on, he's become more and more of a let's find common ground kind of guy. So he knows you. He knows you well enough to know that you're not going to see or believe that MLK is Don King. So he didn't go down that route. He went down a different route because he sort of puts his kid gloves on and deals, you know, wherever they're at, and
so
you're
he,
at
so he,
where you are.
So he thinks that these crisis actors, these world stage characters, are recycled.
Not all of them. I mean, there's obviously controlled opposition ones like JFK and Jimmy Carter, and you know, plenty of other ones that are obviously, you know, put out there by the controlled opposition, by the government, or
yeah. Okay.
However, you know, it's obvious, but yeah, I will tell you, I know the vast majority of the IPS think tank, they know that MLK fake died and became Don King.
Okay.
And a lot of others too, but I know you don't see that, and that's fine. But the real point, like the real golden nugget I'm calling for, and then I'll get off because I'd love to listen to Lynn. And tonight, luckily, I can do it without screaming children. Okay. The best golden nugget I'm going to give you is Michelle Gibson. You know, I told you about her. She dropped her last video. So you just go to Michelle Gibson YouTube channel, North America's Great Lakes, Part 6, Lake Ontario, from St. Catharines through the St. Lawrence Seaway. So John the Beggar, I know you're listening. You need to look at this. Tim, the fakeologist, you need to look at this. Everybody needs to look at this and understand how we're being lied to systematically, historically, and just through the eons, really.
So what does she say? What is she talking about here? About Lake Ontario?
She's talking about where you live and where you raised your children, apparently. Like, this is it, man.
But what is she saying?
Listen, I want to ask you a question. Do you remember how you felt when you discovered Simon Shack and his knowledge about 9/11?
Yeah, for sure.
It was a great feeling, right?
It was interesting, yeah, well, for sure.
This is going to be beyond interesting. This is going to be, because you're a driver. You drive around. So now, once you watch this, I mean, it's 3 hours and 11 minutes. So you're not going to watch it all tonight.
3:11.
But the more you watch this, and the more it sinks in, you're going to be driving around with more anticipation, with more interest, with
what is knowledge. But what is your what is your thesis? What are we supposed to look at here?
The thesis is we've been lied to about everything, especially the buildings that are in your hometown. Especially the bigger they are, the more lies there. But the little towns all around Ontario, all around Baltimore, all around the world are connected, and they're connected through the ground and through the sky, as above, so below. It's an electronic grid similar to the motherboard of a computer. That's how it was built originally. Mm-hmm. And all the stories that were given about how these towns and cities were built are all rubbish. They all have similar, you know, fires and just laughable stories. We laugh about the news of the day.
19 seconds. I got the St. Lawrence Seaway on the line. St. Lawrence Seaway, say hi to Dave from Mexico.
Hi, Dave from Mexico. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Did you hear me call you out?
Yeah, I heard you call me out. Now, what's this person's name? Is Miss Gibson? What's her first name?
It's Michelle. Michelle Gibson.
I'll put it in the show notes so you can go to fakeologist.blog. If you want to research it.
We had this proposition that Katy Perry was used to, that somehow she was used to be the character JonBenet Ramsey. And one of the arguments that Tim Osmond used for this was that Katy Perry's parents looked very, very much like JonBenet Ramsey's parents, who made all kinds of public appearances. They were on Larry King over and over again. And
she ran for office in Michigan. She was.
And there's a comparison of them, and it really does look like JonBenet Ramsey's parents got like a haircut, or I don't know, he shaved his head. And but yeah, they really could be. Katy Perry's parents really could be the parents of JonBenet Ramsey. That, you know, maybe JonBenet Ramsey didn't really exist at all. Maybe
there you go.
Well, either did she.
Fabrication.
She's a total fabrication.
Yeah, there you go. Now, to answer your question, John the Beggar, it's the most recent video on her channel. So I think it was a week or two ago.
Yeah, I put a link up. It's in the show notes. Go to fakeologist.blog. You'll see it in the show notes.
Okay.
I got it there. Make sure you go there, John the Beggar. But I still don't see what she's saying. I'll try and listen to the audio when I go for my drive tomorrow.
Well, when you drive around, like not only downtown Toronto, which has amazing, immaculate buildings with they're megalithic. Like they have stones that are just impossible to describe on how
which ones though? What are you talking about? It's all glass towers.
All of them before 1920. I mean, if you talk about she goes through all the suburbs too. And I mean, it's not just the big cities, but of course in Baltimore, you know, they have beautiful, symphonies and operas and
oh yeah. Yeah. Baltimore,
you know, that's all old world.
Yes, Baltimore has a whole legacy of beautiful Victorian architecture. Actually, they're letting it rot now. But are you're of the mind that we've been lied to about how these cities were actually built and when they were built?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well,
absolutely.
I'm not on that.
You believe in the mud flood then?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's controlled opposition. That's a term. That's sort of a pejorative term.
Right.
That's a pejorative term for old world exploration.
Right. So it's like using flat Earth instead of alternative cosmology. We should have said, "Hey, we have an alternate cosmology." Not necessarily flat Earth. Sure. That's a crude misrepresentation of it, isn't it? But it's the same thing.
I love it. Lynn, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Actually, she put them right in them.
Well, we have the same argument over chemtrails versus geoengineering.
Yeah.
So. Because geoengineering doesn't necessarily have to be chemical. It can be electromagnetic, like HAARP. So it's a way of marginalizing the discussion by pigeonholing it into such a narrow slot that it sort of limits how closely you can look at things. It limits the level of detail that you can get into. And it misrepresents what's actually going on.
That's true. Let me say one more thing, and then I'm going to get out of here. This is specifically at John the Beggar, but I think everybody can satisfaction out of what I'm about to say, which is, John the Beggar, you're in Michigan, and I lived in Traverse City for 6 years, and I know the coastline is beautiful, and they have a lot of lighthouses. So while you're perusing the Michelle Gibson channel, why don't you find the videos that she does on Michigan? Like, Michigan has more lighthouses than any other state. And why don't you, John the Beggar, and anybody else who's interested in lighthouses, like, work on lighthouses, because they're also connected to the energy grid. Thanks. Well, thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great night. I'm going to listen, and I'm going to be a dad here in about 5 minutes.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot. Love the show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. There goes Dave.
So the world was a lighthouse of the port of Alexandria, Egypt, called the Pharos Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm. Whether it actually statue over it, wasn't it?
I'm not sure that there are any ruins of it left, but it was so legendary. People came from all over the Mediterranean world to see it. So lighthouses were very, very important in the ancient world, really right on up to modern times, and even now. So yeah, there's a lot of history in that.
Okay. Well, I'll look into it. I really am not having a heck of a problem with the official history of where I live, but I've never really considered an alternative, but I will. But I don't know. I don't think anything was before this, but anything's possible.
I don't think there was in Detroit either.
No.
I want you, well, Detroit, Detroit. It was the point of three rivers combined there, right? And the French established a colonial fort there called Detroit of the Three.
Yeah, but it's the St. Lawrence Seaway. You come down from Huron through the St. Clair River,
right,
down into Little Lake St. Clair, and then you go into the Straits of Detroit, which we call the Detroit River, and then you go out at Groseille, and it just spreads out into Lake Erie.
And I guess we acquired that through the Louisiana Purchase of 1804 that Thomas Jefferson negotiated with Napoleon Bonaparte.
No,
we had that went from the Revolutionary War.
Really? That early? Because
yeah.
I thought the French were still claiming it as late as Bonaparte, but maybe I'm mistaken about that.
Okay, so the Detroit River is on the west side of Groseille, which is...
It's on the west and the east side of Groseille.
Okay. What does Groseille mean? Gross is Big Island?
Yeah. Gross Island or
it's,
Big
No, it's
or
Big Island.
Island.
It's Big Island. Yeah, the Detroit River is on both sides of the Big Island, which is in the... It's really the St. Clair River, but you're saying... No, I see.
No.
It's the Detroit River from Lake
it's
St. Clair.
Detroit.
Yeah. What about Gross Point? There's a neighborhood called Gross Point.
Yeah, the Gross Point.
That's north.
About five different ones. That's up right near where Lake St. Clair goes into the.
Yeah,
of
I see it. I see it. It's right here, Lynn. Can you see that? It
used to be considered very affluent.
That's the rich area.
It is.
That is the
it's
rich
still
area.
A rich area.
It is. And Dave was from Traverse City, which of course is where Michael Moore is from. And he.
It's money.
His
I thought Michael Moore was from.
No, he's from Traverse.
Flint, Michigan. Okay, it's not Flint.
Yeah, you're right.
He was from Flushing Meadows.
Right.
I think that was the name of that one, a little bit north. He was the youngest school board member ever elected there, but it wasn't in Flint. I think it was Flushing Meadows where he was the school board member.
You're right. And he toured Gross Point to make fun of the rich people as they were collapsing General Motors. So that was his best movie. But yeah, he lives in Traverse City now, and one day I want to go up there because they have a turquoise. The water is turquoise off of Traverse City.
It's a very different color.
Yeah.
It's a very wealthy area now. And
yes.
They really have trouble getting employees there because they can't afford it.
They can't afford to live there.
Yeah, they have to bus them in from far away, like Michael Dukakis did out to Cape Cod when he was running, and they were saying people were getting $5 an hour to work at Burger King flipping burgers.
Hey, you know where else that's a problem is the Walt Disney World. When I talked to some of the Mexicans when I used to go there, I'd say, man, you're here at what time do you get here? And the guy was lived 2 hours away from Disney World in some poor area of Florida because he couldn't afford to live in Orlando. So it's just. It's the same everywhere.
Vail, like Colorado, is famous for that. Vail and Aspen.
Yeah.
Definitely.
If you work there, you really can't afford to live there.
No, it's the same. Yeah. Well, if you work, Toronto's the same way. No one can afford to live here. But it's the only place with jobs for now, anyway. But yeah, here's the Detroit River. So John the Beggar is somewhere down there.
I'll tell you, John, you know when Detroit when I really knew Detroit was finished? It wasn't. I could see that the automobile industry was shutting down there and moving offshore.
Yeah.
But it was when Berry Gordy picked up Motown Records and moved to L.A. And that would have been about the early 1980s, maybe? Or was it the 70s?
They always had an office in both places, and they moved out completely out of Detroit. Berry Gordy and Joe Jackson were military intelligence.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm willing to give them a pass on that. But Motown Music, I mean, that was the record label, Motortown. That's where cars were built. The music was so closely associated, it would be like trying to move Elvis out of Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Or the Intruders out of Philadelphia.
They already had an office in L.A. by the time the Jacksons were even signed. They had a smaller office out there, and little by little, the Detroit office just became a place where, you know, we started here.
That was where all the recording studios were. That was it. Really, to me, it put Detroit on the map in terms of popular culture. And when Berry Gordy decided to move it out to L.A., I thought, oh God, what a kick in the face to Detroit. And that's when I figured Detroit was finished. And it's been downhill very much.
Yeah, it might be.
Detroit's been down since the 70s, since the early 70s.
I would say it started declining actually in the 50s. It peaked in the 50s. It says here Detroit began in 1701 as a French fur trading post called Fort Pontchartrain.
Fort Pontchartrain.
Detroit.
The Pontchartrain Hotel.
Right.
Founded
by Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac. On the Detroit River.
Cadillac and Pontiac was the name of an Indian chief who the French fought against. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the British fought against Pontiac.
Oh, the British. Okay.
Pontiac was with the French.
On the Detroit River to control Great Lake trade routes in 1760.
Pontiac would have been an ally of the French, I guess, during the French and Indian War. Okay,
He was an ally, and then he fought the British later.
In 1760, the British took the fort during the French and Indian War.
Against the Huron.
In 1796, under Jay's Treaty, the United States assumed control, making Detroit part of the Northwest Territory.
Okay.
And it served as capital of the Michigan Territory, became Michigan's first state capital in 1837. So it was the capital of Michigan Lansing. Territory. No, it was the capital of Michigan Territory.
Oh, yeah, it was, but then it moved out to Lansing later.
Right, because I think, is that because they just wanted to always have the capital in the middle of the state?
That's usually why they want it, and there's always people disagreeing that the big city will just control everything.
Which is true. Which is how the world works, yeah.
All right. Look, I want you guys to look at this video and tell me if you think it's in any way realistic. If this is what the rear end of a big SUV like this would look like after somebody kicked it.
Okay, go ahead.
Share the screen.
Shared, and we got to go after this, so. Time is up. But go ahead, play it, Lynn.
Can you see it?
No, I'm looking at the screen with all the thumbnails on it. You got to share the right screen.
I'm sharing this one right now. share this tab instead. How about now?
Yeah, I see it. Go ahead.
All right, now, understand, they're telling us that the same guy, Alex Preti, on January 13th, which is like 11 days before he was shot, was in this confrontation with ICE agents, and they let him walk away. He wasn't arrested. He wasn't charged. Now look at what he allegedly did, according to this video.
Okay, we're watching.
They don't let you walk away with anything.
Okay, so he did a quick kick. Wait, I don't see the kick. Come on, kick it. He kicked it.
Are you telling me you would take out a whole piece of the car like that?
No, I don't know. That was a pretty good
kick. Come on. Come on. It would have to be made of paper mache to do that.
Hey, the way they slap the cars together.
I'm going to roll it. Look, I can throw a kick.
No, I know. Yeah, you are an expert kicker. I remember.
I know what it takes to break, you know, to break a board with a kick.
Well, we didn't see, we didn't see his foot hit it. We just saw it pop fly off.
Well, look again.
No, we didn't. Did we see
it? Here's the kick. You ready?
Okay, go ahead. The kick that went around the world, Lynn. Go ahead.
Here he loads it up. He chambers the kick.
Chambers
here it comes.
The kick. That's, oh, here wait, it comes. It's already
okay,
off.
Okay, yeah, let me go back to the original one.
Come on. You're faking us out here.
All right.
Yeah, here. Michigan is a peninsula. I would agree with that.
Both two peninsulas.
It's two peninsulas. That's correct. And it looks like a mitten.
Peninsula, look about you.
Here's the kick.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Look at that.
That's a hell of a kick, Lynn.
Give me a break.
No kick for Lynn.
He actually took a piece of the car body off. And look what the ICE guys do. They let him walk away.
They wouldn't do that.
So look at some. The first question is, if he really did this, well, first of all, why is this video only showing up today or yesterday?
Yeah.
And second of all, if he really did this, why wasn't he already arrested and criminally charged?
What would you be charged with? Assaulting a SUV?
Vandalism. Vandalism.
Vandalism. Destruction.
Yeah, destruction of property. Yeah. So here they already were in a confrontation with him.
Those taillights are expensive, let me tell you.
But come on, it wasn't just the taillight. He took out a whole piece of the vehicle. That, I'm not buying it.
Okay.
I'm not buying that this kick is real.
All right. It's a...
One more time.
Wait, is it a real
boom,
kick?
Boom. And he hit it with the side of his foot.
Yeah. So you're saying...
Are you telling me I could do that to an SUV?
Are you saying that was a fake kick?
Yes. I'm telling you this is a fake video.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So they popped.
Now,
okay.
Maybe... They rigged up the corner of the vehicle to fall
apart.
It was a Halloween-style vehicle. I don't know.
The Swiss Chalet say the news is just another version of WWF fake and staged.
Kayfabe, they call that. K-A-Y-F-A-B-E.
Ryler says Michigan, the left hand of God, of a God. Michigan? I don't know. That's an Indian word, isn't it?
Sounds Indian to me.
Buzzing Fritz says, I hate to disagree with Lynn, but even the most expensive cars are poorly put together. Maybe
well,
it's just
this is an ICE vehicle. Give me a break.
Genesee Ben says he probably has some kickboxing experience.
Oh, you couldn't. The body, you wouldn't do body damage to the vehicle. You'd dent it, maybe. You might break the light, but the whole thing wouldn't fall out like
that. Yeah, the light, the lens would break.
The whole thing fell out. It's on a rope. It's on a cord or something. The wire. The whole thing. I'm not buying any of this. Now, people have already said that this is AI, and here's why they're saying it.
Yeah.
I'll have to reshare. Wait a minute.
Okay. We only have a few more minutes left. We're counting down, Lynn.
All right, hold on a second.
Bear Pickle says you can't kick the whole light out of a car. Okay.
Not like that. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Buzzing Fret says the screws were loose. And Slick Rick says he was laughing. Great stunt actor.
Yeah. So they Here we go. What is the original source of this latest Alex Pretty attacking ICE video for legal admissibility as evidence in a court of law? I always source it.
Yeah.
Max Shapiro, a witness and corporate attorney who filmed the interaction and whose footage was published by the Minnesota Star Tribune and later obtained by the Associated Press. Verification. The authenticity of the footage has been confirmed by a spokesperson for the Pretty family, the family's attorney, and verified via BBC facial recognition technology with a 97% accuracy rating.
So is that good verification? Is that
we love the BBC, don't we?
No, I don't accept that verification.
I've got a whole follow-up on who this Max Shapiro actually is. Mm. But here's what somebody saw. If there's the video right there. Look at this close-up. Someone seemed to think... Oh, gosh. Why does it do this? Someone seemed to think...
Oh, I see. There's an extension over the plastic of the trim.
Is that what that is?
Well, it's just showing that's a video artifact. It should not be extending over. So it's almost like they slid it over.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, there's some problem with the image.
Right, and so people they discovered this, and they're denouncing the whole video as AI, as CGI.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
But of course, that begs the question of if he actually seriously damaged an ICE vehicle, they would have arrested him right then and there.
Absolutely.
So why didn't they? Well, they reuse the same crisis actors over and over again, and that's all that's happened here.
Yeah. Ali Bongo Magic Trick said Jim could kick that backlight out.
I don't know. Jim might have a real good kick.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, he had to kick those Brazilians, don't you know?
I mean, come on. There is no way. You can't kick a car body and have it fall apart like cardboard. That's what we saw in that video.
Yeah,
but you're right,
Lynn. You're right. John the Beggar, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you, Lynn. Nice talking to you, Fake.
Yeah, Alex. Have a good one.
We'll see you Sunday where we're going to talk to the prophet of fiction again.
Even if it's real, it's fake.
I don't even
That's
know what
our motto.
We'll do that. Even if it's real, it's fake. You
but
got
of course,
it.
In this case, the video itself, it looks like was fabricated or altered in some way. Because look at that glitch. Look at that glitch.
Yeah, I saw that. Lynn, that's a good one. All right, Lynn, thanks for joining in. Thanks for moving to Thursday. I appreciate that. And so does Frank. People like Frank, so I thought that was worthwhile that he came on and we moved him. And so thanks for doing that for us. Appreciate it. And thanks everyone for joining fakeologist.com/donate. We did have a couple donors. I should shout you out. If you go look at this page, I added Kim, Veronica, Randism shot us 200, which is fantastic. And thanks to the monthly donors that always show through. Thanks to T, as well, it says anonymous, so I'll just give the first letter, T. So anonymous donor gave $50 on January the 29th, which is today, actually, this morning, early this morning. So thank you so much. Thanks, all you guys. I have to add that to this page. Thanks, everyone, for pitching in. Thanks, Lynn, for your monthly donation and all the other fakeologists out there. And don't forget, we're moving the fakeologist.blog website at the end of the month. Because they sent us a bill for $538 US. And I found another place for 1/10 of that. Because we're always trying to save a few shekels. Or ridyaz. Or won. Or whatever. Or Bitcoin. And Bitcoin is going down.
By the way.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a thread on Reddit that is titled, "Are we seeing a new type of AI with these Alex Pretty fakes?"
Put it in the show notes. Put it in the Fakeologist forums, Lynn.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. Always on the hunt. Fakeologistforums.com. That's where Lynn lives. And you should check that out because she does a lot of great work. Over and out. See you later. Bye-bye.